I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I took a brief pause from recording episodes while I allowed a cold to pass through the body. There might still be some stuffiness in my voice, so thank you for overlooking that. But today I felt inspired to share some recent ideas and reflections, and the centering point is see the elements. And this started with a reading from the Ashtavakra Gita, and the quote is, "If you would just see the transformation of the elements as nothing more than the elements, then you would immediately be freed from all bonds and established in your own nature." And when I read that, I really just paused. If you would just see the transformation of the elements as nothing more than the elements, then you would immediately be freed from all bonds and established in your own nature. And I thought about this so much that if we just see the transformation of elements, so what this means to me is not looking at other beings as separate. If we reduce everything into its core components, the core elements, then we would recognize the oneness of all. And so I'd like to bring two perspectives into this conversation. One is Taoist, and another is scientific. So for the Taoist aspect, I thought I would share the five Taoist elements, which are earth, fire, water, metal, and wood. And the elemental cycle is all about the correspondence between these different elements. And so I'll read something that I found, a really, really nice description from yinyoga.com. And the elemental cycle is thus. Rain, which is water, causes plants, which are wood, to grow. These plants and trees are scorched in summer and feed the flames when fire comes. From the fire, the plants turn to ash, which becomes earth. Within the earth are formed metal ores. Metals, when cold, cause water to condense, forming the rain that begins the creative cycle all over again. So it's basically showing how all of these elements interact with each other. The water causes the wood to grow, and then those are burned by fire. And the fire turns that wood into ash, which becomes the earth. And then within the earth, metal is formed. And then metals, when cold, cause the water to condense, which forms rain, which starts the cycle again. So you can see how all of that interaction happens. Here we find a universal method of checks and balances. Water promotes the existence of wood, which promotes fire, which burns things to the earth. In the earth, we find metals, which through condensation promote the formation of water. However, water douses or controls fire, which melts or controls metal, which cuts or controls wood, which plows or controls earth, which soaks up or controls water. Harmony requires checks and balances. If one element becomes too strong or too weak, imbalance occurs, illness sets in, and harmony is lost. So I'm going to just repeat this again. I know that this may already make sense, but I find that repetition helps to really allow us to lock in. So we can see this cycle playing out in another way. So water is controlling the fire. So you can imagine a fire that's starting and being put out by water. And then the fire controls the metal. So metal is melted, and then from that metal, you could form an axe. And that axe cuts or controls wood. So you can imagine cutting down a tree with a wooden axe that is made out of a metal axe, which is made from that melted metal. And then that wood plows or controls the earth. So you can imagine like a wheeled plow that's tilling up the earth. And then the earth soaks or controls the water. So each of those elements are in cooperation in this harmonic cycle. And when that harmony is lost, if any of the elements become too strong or too weak, then illness sets in and harmony is lost. And the key point in this is that our bodies, each human body, is made up of the five elements. And the Taoist system gets into how each of those elements corresponds to different organs or parts of the body, which element is controlled by that, even so far as recognizing the colors, the tastes, the feelings, the emotions that are corresponding with that. And so just as a high level, the wood, for example, in the body, it's controlling the liver, gallbladder, tendons, and eyes. The color is green. The emotion is anger. The flavor is sour. The weather is wind. The heart is part of fire. So the heart, tongue, and pulse are all the element of fire. The color is red. Emotion is joy. Flavor is bitter. Weather is heat. So that continues for all of the five elements. And when you are seeing a traditional Chinese medicine doctor and you're being assessed for example, acupuncture to balance the qi in the body, they are really tuning in to all of these elements in the body and recognizing if there is an imbalance. And through that acupuncture, helping to bring harmony and balance and send energy where it's needed in the body, taking away from some of the elements that might be overactive and shifting the qi to underactive parts. So this is a really, really amazing and beautiful way to perceive these elements. And you know, going back to the Ashtavakra Gita, if we can recognize all beings as a combination of these elements, we shift far beyond this idea of name and form, and we see this true essential nature. And I also wanted to bring in a scientific perspective, because my personal feeling is that we are made of stardust. And so I popped over to the Natural History Museum of the UK, and the article is called, "Are We Really Made of Stardust?" And a planetary scientist and stardust expert named Dr. Ashley King explains, "It is totally 100% true. Nearly all the elements in the human body were made in a star, and many have come through several supernovas." So stars that go through supernova are responsible for creating many of the elements of the periodic table, including those that make up the human body. And what is a supernova? A supernova is an exploding star. And so all of those elements are coming from those explosions, including, you know, the hydrogen, helium, and calcium, carbon, nitrogen, all of those elements that are really at the core of our bodies are coming from those stars, those exploded stars. And the point that I'd like to share as well is that this inspired the an introduction that I wrote for an yet unpublished novel that I wrote called Seven Lives. And I actually burned myself out in the process of editing that book. It's really was a massive undertaking. But my introduction is titled Supernova. And because of this discussion of elements and stars and all of these kinds of transformations, the inspiration came to actually share that introduction on my blog, on my website, selenasage.com. And I'm going to have to get a little water. Congestion is arising again here. And so there was an inspiration to share that introduction. I must say that the process of writing a novel gives me so much respect and love for all novelists. It is a huge and different type of writing. And my dear friend and editor, Jordan Rosenfeld, was a big inspiration to help me get the polish for some of the initial parts of the book. And then I burned myself out like a star. So maybe one day I'll pick that up again. But in the meantime, I thought I'd share the introduction on this episode and also on my website. So it's entitled Supernova. My core collapsed. The deep rumble started in my center, and it felt like the soft, repeated strikes of a finely wrapped mallet on a deep bass drum. With every beat, my form expanded outwards. As the drumming intensified, I braced myself for the explosive crescendo, but it never came. Instead, every piece of my form detached from itself with a calm grace, like tissue paper falling from the sky. I watched curiously as all of the layers I'd once thought of as my body came apart like puzzle pieces. As the tiny pieces detached, they twirled away like slowly spinning ballerinas and then scattered like dandelion seeds in the air after a gentle blow from a sweet child. There was no pain, and the letting go brought a deep peace I'd never known before. I briefly wondered what was left of me until I had no thought at all. It all happened in a moment too small to be measured, in the same way that the present moment is gone before you can pinpoint it. And just as past moments cannot be recovered, I knew that I was beyond the point of no return. Indeed, I no longer had a form. The space that remained was indescribable. If I tried to explain, I could say that it felt like a void, no color, smell, feeling, or sound. Or maybe the endless space was every color, and perhaps the sound was so loud that it would have shattered my eardrums if there had been any air to allow the sound waves to travel. I am not sure. I just knew I'd profoundly misunderstood everything that had happened before that moment. If I'd had a mirror, I would have only seen a light brighter than 1,000 suns. Wow, it feels really lovely to share that after many years of not looking at that work. But I felt when I wrote this that it was really describing the moment of awareness of my true self, my truest nature. As a being of light, but also as the infinite that is able to actually observe that light. And I'd like to reread the Ashtavakra verse one more time because I think it's so relevant. If you would just see the transformation of the elements as nothing more than the elements, then you would immediately be freed from all bonds and established in your own nature. So if we can recognize ourselves from this perspective of the elements, either from a Taoist perspective or a scientific perspective, And in that recognition, we see all of the thoughts, worries, fears, all of the day-to-day things, the ways that we create separations as illusion. And I'd like to add additional guidance from the Ashtavakra Gita about bondage. So bondage is when the mind longs for something, grieves about something, rejects something, holds on to something, is pleased about something, or displeased about something. So bondage is all about all of the various emotions that we're constantly feeling. It's recognizing that we're wanting the present state to be other than it is. It's longing for something, grieving, rejecting, holding on to something, and even being pleased or displeased. This is not a harmonious state because it shifts constantly. You're constantly riding the waves of that changing emotion from being pleased and displeased, instead of just being calm and at ease, recognizing that all things change. And so one other verse is, the essential nature of bondage is nothing other than desire, and its elimination is known as liberation. So when we're released from desire, we're free. When we recognize the true essential nature, when we see the elements, when we recognize that all is constantly changing and shifting, it is just a reorganization of these elements. And what we perceive it through these human eyes may look like disaster, but if we study that doused cycle, we see that destruction is needed for creation. It is an interrelated process. And so if we begin to see things as this transformation of elements, a recognition that our bodies themselves are stardust, we're the result of a supernova, an exploding star. And if we view ourselves as exploding stars, as I was sharing from the writing that I did, what's left when that star explodes? When we stop seeing our form as this finite, limited being, we recognize our own blinding light. And we know we are that which is observing the light itself. And through this recognition, we are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.